A very good, pleasant afternoon. Even though it is raining outside, we are blessed to be able to have sun and be able to have such a wonderful Lord's Day today, February the 7th, and 2016. We are glad to be with you. We hope you have your Bibles ready to sit down and open it up and see what God has to say to the questions on your mind. We are live right now here in the studio, ready to take your questions, and we will open up the Bible and give you book, chapter, and verse for the answers to the questions that are on your mind. That voice line is 308-9564. We have a special announcement today we want you to be aware of. It's been a long time since we've done this, and we want to give you a free gift. Everybody today that would like to have a DVD that you can look at in the privacy of your home, along with a little short Bible study in the actual DVD slip, the little thing that we send to you, the DVD in, we are glad to be able to send it to you free. It is absolutely free. And so if you want to go ahead and call in to get that on the way to you, that number is 553-5157. And we'll be glad to send you that free DVD in the mail, and we will never ask for a handout or a contribution in any way. It is our honor to be able to share with you even more riches from God's Word. So if you want to go ahead and enroll in that right now, if you don't have time to listen to all the program right now, you can go ahead and call 553-5157, and that will be gotten in the mail this week for you. Now, this program is called Let the Bible Speak, and that's exactly what we want to occur. If you have a question that you would like to call, the lines are open, 308-9564. Or if you'd rather text us instead of using a regular conventional phone line, you can also text us, and we'll get it here in the studio at area code 843, and the number is 725-9283. Either way you would like to communicate, you can do so. It is absolutely free. We are happy to be of service to you, and we will go to the Bible for the answer. Many times people wonder if this is a real live program. Yes, it is. And when you call, you'll be talking to live people, and we will go to the Bible directly, and you will be able to see the answer for yourself right there in your own Bible. So the voice line is 308-9564. The text line, if you'd rather text us, you can do that as well by calling
725-9283.
So go ahead and join us right now as we go to the Bible. This is the only program on this radio station, I believe, is where you set the topic, you set the theme, but it is God Himself that answers the question through His Word. So don't miss out on this. Get your question answered today on today's broadcast as we let the Bible speak.
And we also have other opportunities for you to know and study the Scriptures on your own, to just let you know that we are very, very serious about what we're doing here with the radio program, with the free Bible correspondence course. So on our website, www.BibleAlone.com, there's a lot of studies that are there that you can download and print out and use at your discretion. They are free as well, and so we want to encourage you that that's another way that you can study the Word of God. We also have a Facebook page, Low Country Church. We invite you to check that out as well, to like that. And so, again, there's so many things that we have that we want to encourage a Bible study. We also conduct live Bible studies throughout the week and weekends. If you would be interested in something like that, maybe it's just you, maybe it's your family, maybe it's a bunch of friends, then you can call that number, 553-5157. Leave your name and address with your request, and we will get back in touch with you, and we'll try to set something up. And so, again, just a lot of things that are communicating to you We are interested in Bible study. We are interested in communicating God's word. We're interested in letting that inspired word of God get into our hearts, into our lives, and bring forth fruit unto him. And so please take advantage of any and all opportunities that we are offering here today to encourage you in the scriptures and to let you know what God's riches are, what his Paul talks about the mystery of Christ. Of course, that's been revealed by the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised the apostles that the Spirit of truth, would guide them into all truth. And they wrote those things down. So when we open up this book called the Bible, we are reading exactly what the Holy Spirit wanted us to know. The Holy Spirit searched the mind of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, to reveal to us the mind of Christ. And so we want you to participate in the program today in whatever level. It may be that you just want to listen. It may be that you have a question. Call us up. We'd be glad to study that out with you in the scriptures while you listen on the phone. And so please take advantage of all that we are here at your disposal to do, and we want to encourage you in the Word of God.
Now is your chance to get your question in, 308-9564. That's the voice line. There was an operator standing by here. You can either have your question written down, and it can be brought into us, or if you'd rather, you can go live on the air. And the only thing we request is that we get your name and also that you be ready to turn your radio down so there will not be confusion because of an echo. So please join us any way you want to as far as getting your question in. 308-9564 is the voice line where you can have it written down or go live. Or you can text us. You can text us at 725-9283. Our first question today is a text question from the last numbers on the phone number 919. They ask, please explain Matthew 16 and verse 18. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. What is this rock? I know it's not built on Peter. Well, there's a lot of people that would disagree with you about that, a lot of folks. However, I think you are correct, but we're going to go to the Bible for that answer. In Matthew chapter 16, and the context actually starts back in verse 13, where Jesus asked them this question. He says, who do men say that I am? And they answer, well, some say that you are John the Baptist, or some say Elijah, some Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And then he said, well, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, quote, here's his answer, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Well, Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. So what is the subject matter under consideration? It was, who is Jesus? And what was the answer? The answer is, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. So the subject matter is that rock in which he was talking about. The church of God, church belonging to Christ, is built on that profession, that confession, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. From the very beginning, this was revealed, and some of the very last things that were noticed about Christ, Jesus, was who he was. Even it was put on a sign and nailed to his wooden cross. This is the King of the Jews, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And so, caller, that is the rock. And when we become a child of God, it all starts by us making that profession, that confession. We have to believe that Jesus is the Christ. We've got to turn away from our sins because of our love for him. We've got to confess that we believe in him, Romans 10, verse 10. And then we must die with him in baptism to rise and walk in newness of life, Romans 6 and verse 3. And so all of those things are involved, and that's how we enter into this relationship with God. Thank you. Thank you so much. We sure appreciate your text questions so very much, and we hope that is beneficial to you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, you can call in your question right now as well, 308-9564, or you can text us as the first caller did, and that number is 725-9283. Steve?
Yes, we had a question left over from last week. It was the very tail end of the program, and I talked with a gentleman on the phone after we went off the air, and I told him that I would come up with some verses that showed that the law of God and the law of Moses was really the same. There wasn't any distinction. His point was that the Sabbath day is something that continued even till today, whereas the sacrifices of the Old Testament were to pass away. Nehemiah chapter 8 is a good place to see how the term law of Moses and the law of God is used to mean the same thing. So in Nehemiah 8 verse 1, they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses. And then in verse 3, he read from the book of the law. And then in verse 8, they read distinctly from the book in the law of God. And so the law of Moses and the law of God was used to describe the same book that he was reading. And then in verse 9, it says, they all wept for they heard the words of the law. And then in verse 14 of Nehemiah chapter 8, and they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses. And that's really the connection between the law of God and the law of Moses. Moses was commanded of God to give those things. And so and then in verse 18, they read from day to day in the book of the law of God. So all of those references refer to the same thing. And then interestingly enough, in Nehemiah chapter 9, it talks about the Ten Commandments, and it says, you came down, speaking of God, also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, God's statutes and commandments. So notice the variety of expression there as well. Then verse 14, you made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, your servant. So that ought to put to rest for people who are looking for the answer that the law of Moses and the law of God refer to the same thing, and both of those had precepts, statutes, commandments, and there was no distinction made in those. So as a result of that, when Paul writes 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he talks about the law that was written in stone versus that which is the new covenant written on hearts of flesh. And so, very important. So I wanted to make sure I got that in before we got too much further in the program, because I promised that I would seek to do that. And so I hope that is beneficial to all as well.
Well, we sure do appreciate that, and the interest in knowing about the Bible and how to rightly divide it, as 2 Timothy 2:15 says. It's time for us to take a break, but before we go, we want to let you know there's a special offering that we have for you this week. And that is, to the first 100 callers, whoever you be, we have a gift for you. We want to give you a free DVD. We'll send it to you in the mail this week, and we're happy to be able to send this to you. If you would like to get this in the mail for you to study, you can watch it in the privacy of your home, pause it, look up the verses, and then continue on and make certain of these things. We are happy to send it to you. Again, it is free of charge. We never charge for anything. And so if you want to go ahead and call 553-5157, we are happy to send this to you in the mail. Again, this is absolutely free. It is a DVD sent to you in a pouch that we are glad to be able to share with you the riches of God's Word in a video format. And so don't hesitate about getting this in the mail. Go ahead and call 553-5157. Now, when you call for, if you're about to call for the Bible Correspondence Course, which is also free, make certain that you request, I want the Bible Correspondence Course. And so we'll be glad to send that to you as well, but only for when you specify, I want the course, not the DVD. Or if you want both, let us know that too. And so we are happy to be able to share these things with you. Everything is free. All you have to do is call 553-5157. Now, if you have a question you want to call right now to the studio, you can do that by calling 308-9564. We'll be right back.
We had a little bit of a glitch here at the station. We want to apologize if you were tuned into the program going, oh, it's not on. Well, we fixed that, as you can probably tell. And if someone, maybe you quit listening to it or gave up on it or whatever, and if you know someone who was listening and let you know, say, hey, it's not on, please give them a call and let them know that we are on the air. So we appreciate so much your patience. Ricky talked about earlier, is this a live program? Guess what? It's a live program. You just saw evidence of that. So we appreciate, again, your patience with us. We have several questions coming in. So several were mindful of at least the program in some aspect. And so we want to get to those questions right now.
Yes, we have someone that texted in this question from the last three digits of 905. They want to know, are pastor anniversaries and church anniversaries in the Bible? The answer is no. There's nothing in the Bible about honoring any person except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There's nothing in the Bible about honoring one church above another or even an anniversary. There is no yearly day to be respected in God's kingdom at all, period, nada. Now, that was part of the Old Testament, and that law was nailed to the cross as far as annual events. There is nothing in the Bible at all in the New Testament that the Lord has instructed us to have an annual anniversary about anything. The only day is the first day of the week, and that occurs every 7 days. Steve?
And the purpose of that is that the one that we are to honor, the one that we are to praise, the one that we are to give glory to is the God of glory and His Son Jesus. And so those are the days that we pay attention to. We have a question here from Julian, too, actually. I think that can be answered together. First one is, how many baptisms are there? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 says there is one baptism. We can read about several different kinds of baptism in the Bible. But the one baptism, the baptism that is for the remission of sins, is the one baptism that Paul refers to in Ephesians chapter 4. And you can figure that out by just looking at the different baptisms in the Bible and noting their historic limitations, like John's baptism, for instance, where he was to give way to the baptism of Jesus. The second question is, what does it mean to be baptized by fire? And so go to Matthew chapter 3, where that is talked about. John the Baptist speaks to this when he talks about his role with that of Jesus. In verse 11, John says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, one thing you hear us talk a lot about is context. And so if we just stop there, we're just kind of guessing. Well, what does that baptize in fire mean? Well, look at the next verse, verse 12. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. That's that baptism of fire. It is the judgment upon those who would refuse to obey Jesus. And so if you just read those two verses carefully, he explains, John the Baptist explains that baptism with fire. And so I hope that is helpful to you, Julian. Always read the next verse. Good advice. Always read the next verse. And if that doesn't clarify it, read the next verse. And so hopefully, Julian, that will have stand you in good stead in your study of God's Word. Ricky?
Yes, we want everybody to know today is a special special program in that we are offering to you a free DVD where you can study more from God's Word there in front of your television, right there where you have the remote in your hand. You can pause it, then grab the Bible, look up the verse, and study through the DVD. We are happy to send this to you, yes, free of charge. All you have to do is to call 553-5157, and we are happy to send this to you absolutely free. This is so very important that we get into the Bible ourselves and see the answer for ourselves, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. How else can this faith come? It will bring us salvation, but we have to be serious about our reaching into His Word and putting it into our heart. In Psalm 119 and verse 11, it says, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee." Ladies and gentlemen, is the Word being put in your heart, or is it some teaching from some man in a pulpit in a church somewhere? Well, we want to put the Word in your heart, and thus we are giving all these tools to you absolutely free. So go ahead and call 553-5157 and get that DVD in the mail to you absolutely free. Now, you can also request the Bible Correspondence Course, and so today, if you do not specify you want the course, then we're going to end up sending you the DVD this week. So go ahead and call 553-5157, and we are happy to send this to you free. And it will be in the mail even this week. We have a couple of questions here before us. One question is, being that the last question had to do with baptism, we'll ask Leslie calls in this question, and she wants to know, or he wants to know, once you've been baptized into Christ, should we go back in worship and worship with the denominational church? Well, Leslie, that is an awesome question, and I think a lot of people wonder about that. I like the way you worded your question, and that is we're baptized into Christ. So once we are in Christ, we must remain in Christ. It's not just once saved, always saved. No. Matter of fact, listen to God in 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 20. He says, "If after we have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we are entangled in them again and overcome, the latter end is worse than the beginning. For it would have been better not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow, that is a pig, having washed her wallowing in the mire." It is despicable. There is no greater offense than to have our sins washed away by God's only Son, for us to spit in His face and go right back and do those things that man is doing rather than what God has commanded. So does that help you a little bit? That is 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22. And so we've got to make certain that we worship in spirit and truth, John 4 and verse 24. He also says that we're supposed to be part of His one faith, Ephesians 4 and verse 5. And on it goes. Leslie, thank you for your question. There are many other verses that we could look at to show the importance that we must walk by faith, not by sight. After that, we're supposed to walk in truth, in that straight and narrow path that leads to life, and not after the commandments or thoughts or philosophies of man. Or just read even a little bit in the Bible, and you'll see how dangerous that is to turn back into those weak and beggarly elements. Let's not do that. Thank you, Leslie. Thank you for asking that question. That may be pretty unique. I don't know. I don't remember anybody asking that before. And so you are to be commended. And I especially like the understanding that you know that one is baptized into Christ. Thank you. Again, if you have a question, you can call 308-9564. We're going to take another break at this time, and hopefully it will truly be a recording about the Bible Correspondence Course. But before we turn you over to that, we want to let you know that there is a DVD that we are wanting to place in your hands free. It is a way that you can study in the privacy of your home anytime you want, just like the Bible Correspondence Course. But in this case, you're looking on the television. You can plug in the DVD, study it, pause it, look in the Bible, your own Bible, see if that's true, and then continue on till the next verse. Look, read it, make certain it's true. Don't take our word for it. Let's let the Bible speak in all ways and not just some of them, so that when we stand before God, there will not be a surprise when Jesus says, "Who are you?" We want to know that we've done it God's way, not our way. Now, if you want to this DVD, go ahead and call 553-5157, and we'll send it to you free of charge. Now, if you want the Bible Correspondence Course, be sure to specify that. I want the course that I can study through the mail, and we'll send that to you free. Both absolutely free. Here's details on it. We look forward to hearing from you. We'll be right back. All of you that have taken this time and this opportunity to get the DVD and to call in your name and address, we are honored to be able to share it with you. It is free, so don't ever think about that we're going to bait and switch in any way. We'll never ask for any kind of contribution whatsoever. It is our honor to be able to share with you a nugget of gold, of treasure from God's Word, and you will be eternally blessed from this treasure. And we are happy to share it with you. Those of you that are thinking about it, don't think about it anymore. Go ahead and act on it. 553-5157, that is the number, and we will send this DVD to you absolutely free in the mail. We will not propose any kind of contribution at all. We just want to get you into the Word, because when we see what God says, nothing else matters. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of things out there that man is coming up with, that churches are coming up with, and they're just not in God's Word. We've already noticed several from reflected in the questions here today, and thus we've got to make certain whether it is in God's Word or not, because in order to walk by faith, we have got to see what God's Word says, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So, if you're not a paper reading kind of student from God's Word, and I know there are people like that, and I was like that as well, and you would rather watch it on a video screen or on a computer, then go ahead and avail yourself of this DVD. It is free. The number is 553-5157, and it will be in the mail to you even this week. We're glad to be able to offer this, and so please take advantage of this. We do not offer it very often at all, and so now's your chance to get it, especially if you're one of our new listeners and have never heard about this before. Go ahead and get it in the mail to you this week, 553-5157. But now if you have a question, the number to call in your question to us here in the studio is 308-9564, or the text line is 725-9283. Steve, you have the next question?
Yes, so I have a question from Linda, and Linda cites a passage in Luke 12 and verse 49 where it says, "Jesus is the cause of division, please explain." And I believe the correct passage is Luke 12, verse 51 and following. And so let's go ahead and read 51 through 53, and then we'll make some comments. "Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Now, what people find so surprising about this passage, because Jesus is called the Prince of Peace, and that's because he brings peace between us and God. Ephesians 2 talks about that. In this passage, he's talking about the division that comes between people, because there will be some people who will obey him and others who will not. And so Jesus and the preaching of the gospel will bring division, because some will obey and some will not. The same thing is seen in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 37. Again, it's a parallel passage. It's interesting that in John chapter 7, at one point, even his own brothers didn't believe in Jesus. And so there was a separation between them because of Jesus. And then, of course, in Matthew 25, it talks about a time where there will be all nations gathered before Jesus, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. That's Matthew 25, 32, and 33. And so when the gospel divides us here and now, because some will submit to the Lord and obey him and some will not, that obviously creates a division, even in our own families. And so what Jesus tells us, that he is first in our lives, he is the one that we're to be in full loyalty and submission to. And you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve two different people. Jesus has to be first. And in that way, we will be divided from friends and family. But the most important thing to consider is that we will be divided from him one of these days if we face judgment, if we're not ready and prepared. So that's what this program really is about, is trying to get people into the Word so they can prepare themselves for judgment, because it is coming. And so we appreciate that question, Linda. Something very, very thoughtful for us to be serious about is our allegiance to Jesus.
We have a DVD waiting on you. If you would like to enroll, if you would like to receive this in the mail this week, please go ahead and call 553-5157. It is our gift to you. It is our honor to be able to share more, a different way to be able to study God's Word, more of God's Word as you look at it on the DVD on your computer screen or on your TV screen. Please go ahead and call to get this in the mail to you this week, 553-5157. So don't hesitate about that. We have a caller message, a text message from 113, and their question is, what does the Bible say, or what is the epistle of Laodicea? Well, again, that's a unique question. We appreciate that. I don't think anyone's ever asked that on the program before. At the end of the book of Colossians, and the city of Colossae, Laodicea, and Ephesus, there were several churches in Asia Minor, and when one letter was sent, for example, to Ephesus, it was circulated among the churches, and then this letter of Colossae was sent to the brethren there that met in that city. And he says in chapter 4 and verse 16, he says, now, when this epistle or letter is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And so there it suggests that there was a letter that was written to the Laodiceans as well. God has not seen fit to preserve that for us. It may or may not have been inspired of God. But still, God has preserved the letters that we have in God's Word as we have it today, and it was very, very clear that these are the ones that he wanted to be preserved today. Most likely because Colossians and Ephesians were sister books, that they were almost parallel on many, many, many points in these two books, and probably the letter to the Laodiceans was the same way, and so God saw fit not to preserve it. But it was another letter, just like Ephesians and Colossians were letters as well. And so we should not ever be alarmed that we do not have that letter, because God has certainly not preserved it. He promised us in 1 Peter chapter 1 that the Word of God will endure forever, that it would never depart. And so he has preserved it. He's done his part. And it's very clear throughout history that that's the case. So we can rest assured that we have his Word in its entirety and what he wants us to have today. So thank you so much for your question. You're to be commended, and we sure appreciate your desire to know the truth. It is now your opportunity or chance to be able to get the Bible correspondence course to you. If you would like, you can call the same number, 553-5157. But today and today only, you must say, I want the Bible correspondence course, and that's what we will send to you. Or if you want both, the Bible correspondence course and the DVD, we're happy to send that to you as well. Either way, we are happy to share with you the riches of God's grace, the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom that is from heaven as we look into God's Word. Go ahead and get the free DVD in the mail to you this week, 553-5157, and it is absolutely free. We're glad to send it to you, and we hope you will be extremely blessed by such as that. Would you be surprised to know that the Bible talks about the God of this age, it's talking about the devil, has blinded those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, should the glory of Christ, whose images of God, should shine to them? Wow! You mean to tell me even those that are religious may have been blinded? Well, that's what 2 Corinthians 4:4 says. Is it possible that we have been restricted from learning the truth and the whole truth? Could that lack of truth keep us from going to heaven? Well, according to Matthew 7 and verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done wonders in your names? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Could it be that we today, some of us, may have been prevented from learning that law, what the Father says? Isn't it important for us to know as much truth as possible? Go ahead, get this DVD on its way to you today. And that number to get that to you is 553-5157. By the way, it's area code 843. Area code 843-553-5157. Now, if you've already requested that, you can rest assured you'll get it this week. Make certain that you give us your complete address. Sometimes people leave off apartment numbers and such, and thus it comes back to us. So make certain that you give us the complete address when you call that number. Now it's time for us to take a break and tell you about the correspondence course as well. Don't hesitate to call your questions in right now. If you want to get your question on the air today, you can do that. The number, 308-9564. We'll be right back.
We appreciate, again, your being with us today, and for all of the people who have participated thus far in sending in your questions and those who have signed up for the DVD and or the free Bible correspondence course. So we want to make that offer to you throughout the program. It's something that we've not done very frequently, but when we have, it has been very successful and you have appreciated the offer. So if you would like a DVD about a Bible message that you can sit and watch in front of your TV, sometimes that is more helpful to people than sitting down and studying something, especially if you've just got a few moments. I'm not sure how long that DVD is, Ricky.
It's well over an hour.
Well over an hour, okay.
But they can stop it at
any
time.
That's right.
And look up the verses, which is so good about it. It's not like this radio program. You can't shut us up or Paul will put us on pause unless you record
us. Don't
tempt
them, Ricky.
Wait a minute. Wait, I guess they can if they go to our website, because yes, these are recorded and put on our website, which is www.biblealone.com. So I guess you can shut us up, too. But being serious for a second, you can pause it and study it look up the verses and then go back did he say what I just said or what I just read? And so you can do that, and we are glad to be able to share it with you. Don't hesitate to get it, 553-5157. It'll be in the mail this week. And so thank you so much for those of you that have already requested the DVD. We have this caller calling in this question, another question. They previously had sent one. It says, where in the Bible can I find the scripture on how followers of Christ are to evangelize? For example, in meetings or teachings in local pubs or bars and things like that. Well, first of all, let's start from the beginning in Matthew 28 and Mark 16. At the end of those books, we see him sending them forth to all the world, to every nation, and to teach to every creature. And so that's where we are to go. It's not a matter, he didn't say, go and build a building and invite. Yep, that's what I said, and that's not in the Bible. But unfortunately, that's what many churches do today. He expects us to take it to them. At one point when he told a parable, he said, go into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. And so he expects us to be serious about the mission that he has put us on. I'll give you an illustration. In Acts chapter 17, we find Paul going into the shambles, or the meat market, if you will. In Acts 17 and verse 5, he says, but the Jews who were not persuaded, becoming envious, took men from the market and gathering a mob and set the whole city in an uproar. And yet that's where he had been going. He had been going into the market. He had been going to those people to be able to help them to come to a knowledge of the truth. And so he was happy to be able to share it with them, whether it was in a market kind of atmosphere on the side of the street, going into the gate of the city in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John there healed someone and taught the gospel. We get the idea. Everywhere we go, we should be able to share with those who are seeking. Now, specific instructions. 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, he says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. In other words, we've got to shine with God's glory. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So when that light shines and they ask, we should be ready to give them an answer. That verse goes on to say that we may be able to give an answer to every man that asks you the reason of the hope that is in you with gentleness and respect, meekness and fear. We've got to have that kind of preparation. And so really what it comes down to, instead of location or methodology, what we should be preparing is our heart. As Psalm 23 put it, our heart must run over. We can't but speak what God says for us to speak. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's an awesome question, one that all of us should be very much interested in following and being able to honor our God everywhere we go and in every manner we can to share the riches of God's grace. Thank you so much. Now, if you have a question, you also can call in your question right now, 308-9564. I think we're about to catch up on the question, so you can go ahead and get in right now. Both lines are available, 308-9564, and we will let the Bible speak.
This is a question, got Linda's name on it, and this was, I think, very similar to a question we had earlier from Leslie, if I'm not mistaken. And so this person is asking that once you're baptized and go back to your old way of worship, can you be forgiven for it? One of the best places, I think, to answer that question is found in the book of Acts, chapter 8. You may be familiar with a man named Simon the Sorcerer. He is a person who lived in Samaria, and when the church was persecuted in Jerusalem, they scattered and went everywhere preaching the word of God. By the way, in that last question we had about where you can evangelize, we can sum it up by saying they went everywhere and preached the word of God. That's in Acts chapter 8, verse 4. So later on in Acts, Philip, who was one of the men in the Church of Jerusalem that cared for the Grecian widows, went to Samaria, and he preached there, and there was a man named Simon who people listened to, gave heed to, because of his sorceries, and that's mentioned in verses 9 through 11. But then verse 13, it says, "Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done." And so in verse 14, it tells us that the apostles, Peter and John, came down from Jerusalem, laid their hands upon those people, and that they might receive the Holy Spirit. And, of course, they did begin speaking with tongues. Now, when Simon saw that, remember now, he had been convincing people that he was some great person of God. When he saw that it was by the laying on of hands that they received the Holy Spirit, in verse 18, when Simon saw that, he offered them money, saying, this is verse 19, "Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Now, Peter's reaction to that was very, very sharp. And so whatever we make of Simon's request, whether he was wanting to be a help to the apostles or whether he was thinking in terms of his past and, oh, well, what an attraction he could be now with this real thing, whatever it might have been, Peter in verse 20 said, "Your money perish with you, because you thought that the gift of God could be purchased with money. You have neither part nor portion in this matter, for your heart is not right in the Son of God." Now notice verse 22, and this really answers the question that Linda had for us. "Repent, therefore, of this your wickedness, and pray if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity." Then Simon answered and said, "Pray to the Lord for me, that none of the things which you have spoken may come upon me." So what we have there is a man who becomes a Christian, and he commits a sin, and he is told to repent and to pray, and even ask the apostle to pray for him. And that's reflected, again, the teaching in 1 John chapter 1, that if we confess our sins, he is just and righteous to forgive us our sins. That's 1 John 1, verse 9. And so the consolation, the encouragement, the good news is, Linda, that yes, you can be forgiven, again, if you repent of that and get back on the right track and worship God in spirit and in truth as Jesus taught in John chapter 4, and that will give you the assurance of your repentance and God's forgiveness if you confess that to him. And so we appreciate so much your concern and your interest in being right with God, because that's why we have the Scriptures, so that we can be right with God. We can know what to do, and that is such a great comfort, is it not? So if you got a question, give us a call, 308-9564, or text us at 725-9283. And don't forget the DVD offer. You can call 553-5157. Leave your name and address, and with the request that you want the DVD. If you also want the free Bible correspondence course, just mention that as well.
In Acts chapter 17 and verse 11, God commends a group of people when he says, "These were more noble-minded or fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word of God with all readiness or eagerness and searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." Would we be like those Bereans to make certain of the message that it was spoken to them, as it was spoken to them, to test to see, is this truly God's word? Would we have searched the Scriptures to see if it was from God or man? The answer will become clear by our actions that you take right now. Could it be possible what you're hearing on this program today may seem new or strange to you? Is that the case? Are you willing to investigate and look into God's word to see if these things are so? And would you be continue in that way without clearly knowing or without a doubt? Can you prove to it prove it that it is God's word with book, chapter, and verse? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to help you to investigate and find the answers in God's word. Why not go ahead and get this DVD to you in the mail today? You can call 553-5157, and we will be glad to send it to you. There's a lot of people that would rather watch something on a computer screen or a TV screen rather than read it on paper, and we understand that, and that's why we're making this available to you. Why not go ahead and call 553-5157, and we will send this DVD to you free in the mail. We'll never ask for a contribution or a donation. It is our honor to send it to you. But listen, if you get it in the mail and it sits there and you never actually look at it or study it and open your word to see whether those things are so, it will do you no good whatsoever. So find the answers, know the truth, search the scriptures, become noble in God's sight. Again, that number is 553-5157, and we'll be glad to send it to you free. Now, we're going to have a break here and tell you about the Bible Correspondence Course. If you would like to enroll in the course, specify, I want the Bible Correspondence Course, and we'll be glad to send that to you as well today. Again, the same telephone number, 553-5157, and you will receive this treasure that will never, ever get old. Thieves cannot take it away from you when you hear the Word of God and you let it sink in your heart. Actually, it will become greater and more precious to you as your life continues. Go ahead and begin that journey of an eternity today by getting this DVD or the Bible Correspondence Course, or both. We'll be glad to send them to you absolutely free. Again, the number 553-5157. If it's busy, just hang up and hit redial, and you can get through. And we will let the Bible speak. We are back live now, and we want you to know it's just not the course that we're sending out today. We are happy to send you the course. You must specify that you want the course to come. But we're actually, everyone that enrolls or gives your information today, we're sending you a free DVD in the mail. And we're happy to do this. And thus you're able to not only be able to view it yourself, you're welcome to pass it on and give it to others. And even if you want to, you can copy it if you want. There's no copyrights to this. We're just glad to be able to share this wealth of information with you, and you're able to be able to pass it on and be able to help others to come to this knowledge that God wants us all to know. And that is, why do we live? What's my purpose on earth? What is all of this wonderful creation around us trying to get us to do? Well, God is trying to get us to come home to Him. This life is short. We do not know when we will breathe the last breath. Our heart will beat its last beat. And so if that occurs and we're not ready to be able to meet God face to face, if we do not belong to Him, if we have not been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ, we are going to be eternally sorrowful. And we don't want that to happen, not to anyone listening today. So let's learn how to avoid those things. Go ahead and call 553-5157. You will have nothing to lose because it is absolutely free. We even pay the postage, and we're glad to send it to you. And so that number, 553-5157, get the DVD or the Bible Correspondence Course or both. It is up to you, and we are glad to serve and to share it with you. 553-5157. Steve, you have a question?
Yes, we have a question from Robert, and Robert asked a question that has been asked in the past, and so we're happy to revisit this topic. He says, what does the Bible say about cremation? The Bible doesn't really say anything about cremation, the burning of the body. Sometimes people might be concerned that disposing of the body in that way instead of burying them will somehow create some kind of conflict or problem for God in a resurrection. Well, Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, the very first time that this idea has been talked about with death, I mean, God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat thereof, you will die. While they were spiritually separated from God at that time, he also talked to them about physical death. And so he says in Genesis 3:19, by the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. And so whether it's ashes or dust, that poses no problem from God whatsoever. There are most likely people who are Christians who have died in a fire. And so from that standpoint, their body has been cremated, but that is no challenge for God. So there's really nothing in the Bible that would forbid a person to be cremated. And so, Robert, we appreciate that question. When you come to those points in your life, whether it's you or your last will and testament or a family member, sometimes those concerns become very personable. And so we appreciate the question and give you time to think through that before that time happens. If you've got a Bible question, if you've got something that's concerning you, that's weighing heavy on your heart, then we want you to participate by giving us a call, and let's study the Bible together about it. And that would be such a comfort to you and an encouragement to us. Call the station here, 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283. And, of course, the DVD that we have offering today, as well as the Bible Correspondence Course, that number is 553-5157.
So don't miss out on getting this to you, the DVD that we mentioned. It is free. That number is 553-5157. As far as this program is concerned, we are here every week to be able to answer your questions live on the air. You set the theme. You set the topic. God gives the answer because we go to his word for the answer. And thus, we're able to hear what our Creator says rather than what some educated or uneducated individual in a pulpit somewhere. For example, Clinton's question, he just called in and wants to know, what was the significance of the Passover? Well, Clinton, wonderful question. You'll find all the details in the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 12, beginning with verse 21, where God gave the instructions to Moses on what they were to do. They were to put the blood of a lamb that was to be killed on the doorpost, and thus the last plague that was being sent to the Egyptians would not be inflicted against the children of Israel. And they were to be ready to go. They were not even supposed to dress down. They were supposed to be ready to leave immediately. And thus, when the death of the firstborn happened to all the Egyptians, that was it. And God was able to bring about their release from Egyptian bondage. And thus, the significance to today, Clinton, is expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where it talks about Christ and how that we are purged from our sins in his sacrifice. And thus, we're able to be able to stand with him. And when he purges us from his through his body, through his sacrifice, we are also released from the bondage of sin. And thus it says in verse 7, therefore purge out the old leaven. This is 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Therefore purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, since truly you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast not with old leaven, but with the leaven, nor with the leaven of malice or wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Parallel to that, in chapter 11, he goes on to say we're supposed to remember Christ and what he did for us every Lord's Day, every first day of the week, because that's the day which he arose from the dead. And so, in essence, we're supposed to remember this Passover not once a year, but every 7 days. On the first day of the week, we remember what he did for us not what he did for the children of Israel in Egypt, but what he did for us in his death, his burial, his resurrection, his redeeming us and purging us from our slavery to sin, to be able to be free at last, to be able to walk with him throughout this life. And more importantly, he opened the door to heaven for us. And thus we can pass from this life even to eternal life with him, where he intended for us to go to begin with. God didn't make the heaven for the devil. He made heaven for us. He made hell for the devil and his angels. He didn't make that for man. God wants us to come home to him in heaven. So the only way we can do that is to know the truth, to find out what he expects of us, and thus that will set us free from the bondage of sin. And a tool that will help you is this free DVD that we are telling you about today, and we'll be glad to send it to you. It is absolutely free. All you have to do is call 553-5157. 553-5157. Call it right now. If it's busy, just hang up and hit redial. You'll get through. And we're glad to send it to you today. And it's not often that we offer this in the mail, but everyone, the first 100 people to enroll, will be glad to send it to you in the mail. 553-5157. And we're happy to be able to share it with you today. Remember to get that DVD. That's what you have to do, is just simply call that number and leave your name and address, and we will get it to you. By the way, make certain if you have an apartment number that you give us all of your address so that it will not be wasted or thrown away in the mail. 553-5157. Steve?
Now, we have been making a mention all during this program and every program that we give about how it is free. Well, there's a reason for that. Two passages come to mind. Matthew 10, verse 8, when Jesus sent the apostles out to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils, he tells them, freely you have received, freely give. That is, they received freely from Jesus the ability to do these miracles. And he says, now I want you to freely give. Don't charge. Don't make that a condition of what benefit you can give them. Then there's another passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12 that's in the context of revelation of the mind of God. Paul says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So that's what we are so energetic about and so excited about, is freely giving the things to you that God has given to us in his word, in this program, in these methods, the Bible correspondence course and the DVD, just any way that we can to get the word of God into your hands. That is what we are about. And that's what we try to do every single Sunday. And we want you to freely receive that which we have been freely given. So as you're about to hear of another encouragement to sign up for that Bible correspondence course, remember the DVD as well. And if you would like to sign up for that course as well as the DVD, just mention that when you dial that number, 553-5157, and we'll get that out to you today. And so we'll be right back.
And remember, today, if you enroll, you also get a DVD, and we are glad to be able to send that to you. Matter of fact, unless you specified, I just want the Bible correspondence course, we're actually going to be sending you this free DVD today. The first 100 people to call in to request that will get this DVD in the mail, and you'll be able to study it for yourself and find out, be able to see the truth for yourself. And if you're blessed by this program, you will benefit 10 times more from your own study from God's word. Why? Because you're able to look it up and see the answer for yourself. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so with that DVD, you can watch it in the privacy of your home and study it anytime that you want. in the convenience of your home at any time during the week, or take as long as you want to go through this any day at any time, and thus you're able to open up God's Word and see those things for yourself. Learn what our loving Creator desires of us. Learn how we are to put our lives together in a way that He directs. Oh, how many people do we know that their life is just totally out of control? Well, does that describe you as well? Well, you don't have to have your life that way. The blessings from God, as we approach from what His approach life from what He says, is beyond measure. It will give us an advantage on most people of the world around us, because we're being guided by our Creator to become what He intended for us to be. After all, He's the one that made us, and obviously, He's the one that knows what's best for us. So, why not begin to let God make that difference in your life? Let's break the mold that the world has formed us into. Maybe it's family mold, or maybe it's society mold, whatever it is. Let us jump out of that box that the world would have us to be in, and let the divine Creator remake us, remold us into the likeness of His Son. So go ahead, call that number, 553-5157, and ask for the DVD or Bible Correspondence Course, and it will be in the mail this week. It is free. We're happy to send it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's jump out of this world into heaven with all the passion that we can muster and all of the devotion that we can put together to honor the one who loves us so much. One more time, that number is 553-5157, and we are happy to help you on your journey for an eternity to heaven. Again, 553-5157. Now, if you have a question, both lines are available. Everything is ready. We have time to receive your question if you hurry. The number here to studio is 308-9564.
Ricky just gave you a lot of very good, positive reasons why you would want to enroll in the Bible Correspondence Course or take the DVD. A lot of great blessings that God just has waiting for us if we just avail ourselves of His truth, of His Word, submit to those things. You know, God never tells us to do something that is opposite of what ought to be true for us. We are made in His image, and it is He who knows how we ought to run and how we ought to live and the best thing for us. But there are some other reasons that we would be interested in the Bible. That is that we want to prepare for eternity. Jesus said something very, very important. He says, if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I do not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Sometimes people kind of stop with that, and they're comforted by the fact that Jesus did not come to judge the world. But he goes on to say, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. And that's another very, very important reason to be prepared to know the word of God for yourself, to obey that word of God so that you can be ready for that judgment day. You know, if you know the answers to the questions on the test is a breeze, isn't it? And that's the way judgment will be. If we get our lives in line with God's, if we let His Word have free course in our lives, we can approach the judgment without fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And if we have that love that we want to do whatever Jesus wants us to do, He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, then that will be possible for us to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So sign up for that Bible Correspondence Course, 553-5157, or the DVD, the same number, so that you can prepare yourself for judgment.
You know, quoted that verse there, but "well done, good and faithful servant." You know, I've noticed there's a lot of people I know, I don't know if you agree with this, Steve, that they know a lot about what God's Word says, and they can tell you what God's Word says. Well, even the devil can do that.
That's right.
So not only must we know, not only must we hide the Word of God in our heart, but we've got to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. And so that's where we come in also. We are happy to encourage you to be doers of this Word. We had a question earlier about someone that had been baptized into Christ, but possibly had gone back into the denominational eras in which they were aware of, and thus they were not a doer of the Word. We've got to be doers of what we see as well. But if you don't know, well, you can't do. And that's why it all begins with you learning what God expects and what His Word says. There is no court I know of in this land that will accept ignorance of the law as a plea. Thus, we've got to understand, we've got to do what God's law says, and the great judge one day will not say, that is no excuse. I know you not. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. So go ahead, learn what God expects of us. Get the DVD, 553-5157. That is the number to enroll in the correspondence course, or get the DVD in the mail, or both, and we're happy to send that to you, 553-5157. And if you have any kind of question that you'd like to call, you can do that right now. You can go live over the air or have it written down into us. The number here at the studio is 308-9564, or you can text us at 725-9283. Occasionally, I get a text question during the week, which is okay, but all I do is just text you back with the book's chapter and verse for the answer that you ask. And that is okay as well. That number, again, is 725-9283. But we cannot overemphasize the blessing that you will receive if you get this Bible correspondence course or the DVD. You may be a visual learner, and thus you want to know in that kind of format with a DVD, and we're glad to send that to you free of charge. Everything that we offer is that way. Again, that magic number, get ready to write it down. You can continue to call even after the program, 553-5157, and ask for the DVD, and we will be glad to send it to you free of charge, 553-5157. Steve, you want to close us out?
Sure. It's also important that we think about not only am I doing the will of God, am I not just a hearer but a doer of God's Word. In Romans chapter 6, it talks about how a person can be made free from sin and a servant of righteousness. Verse 17 of Romans 6 says, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." There's just real important information there. They obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which they were delivered, and that's how they became free from sin. So we want to encourage people to obey from the heart. We want people to obey that form of doctrine. So there's a certain teaching that is in the Scriptures that will free you from sin if you obey it, and that's why we encourage the Bible Correspondence Course. That's why we encourage the DVD. We want you to motivate you to search the Scriptures to see what things are so. We want you to search the Scriptures for that form of doctrine that you can obey by which you can be delivered from sin. When all is said and done, when this world comes to an end or the Lord comes or we die, there's only going to be one thing that's going to matter to any one of us, and that is, have we obeyed the form of doctrine that delivers us from sin? And so we encourage you with all that we have and all that we are and all that's at our disposal to encourage you to learn the Scriptures, to seek the truth, to obey that truth so that you can be found entire and not wanting in the day of the Lord. We invite you to take these things under consideration. We invite you to take these offers at 553-5157 for that DVD. And continue to listen to the program. Continue to read your Bible. Continue to ask questions. Continue to ask questions of your preacher. Where does the Bible say such and such? And so as we will sign off for today, we encourage you to always, in your life, in the life of your friends, in the life of everyone you know, let the Bible speak.